Welcome to the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of The Laws of Material Wealth and the workbook, DVDs, 54 weeks of support material, and 54 shows right here on the Radio by Renford Network, located on Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, we took 54 weeks of presentations, statements with regard to the universal principles. I sometimes refer to as the universal principles of success or the universal laws, and we covered those as thoroughly as they could possibly be covered, I think, in those 54 weeks. And obviously, all these shows are archived. You can go there and get them if you would like to receive the support material, then email me, iamrenford@gmail.com, and I'll see to it that you get the support material by email. Keep in mind that on Blog Talk Radio, the RBR Network has 11 shows per week with hosts in New York, Boston, Seattle, Denver, Little Rock, Memphis, and the Netherlands. And each of these shows, they're different genres, but each of these shows are available on this network, and all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and then visit, this is the home page for RBR. You can go there, you can scroll down on the left side, and you can go all the way back. In fact, there's probably in the neighborhood of 5 years of shows. But you go back and find week one, week two, week three, all the way through to week 54 of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I am beginning a new series that will be brought to you each week at the beginning of the show. We will lead off with this in the show. And you will be able to access the material that I'm going over on my blog site. You go to iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org. And this is the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the home of the blog site. It's called Renford Revelations. And I will be bringing the Renford Revelations to you each week at the beginning of the show. And we will have that material for discussion along with our discussions with the guest on the show. Now, my guest this evening is Laron Woodard. And if you think you've got problems, and not to say that you don't, but if you feel like that you've got problems, you're going to find it very interesting, some of the problems that Laron Woodard has had to overcome, beginning at a very early age, now being 13 brain surgeries. And Laron has done a whole lot in spite of it, and is still going strong. So we'll be talking to Laron about his wife, about his career as an author, as a publisher, as a public speaker. And we'll be talking to him right after the reading of the tonight's Renford Revelations. If you have anyone who would like to listen to the show and maybe do not have a computer or not online, you can give them the number, 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. 1142, and you can listen to the show. If you'd like to ask a question, anyone, of my guest or myself, just dial that number, 347-838-9142, and then press the 1 button on your touch-tone dial, and that will flag me to bring you in for your question. And let's talk about Renford Revelations. Now, we've got over 30 shows in the can, so to speak. That's 30 shows on television. We've done some trial runs of the Renford Revelations television, and we're going to be doing Renford Revelations on this show, and they will be available by email. They'll be available by links. You'll be able to go to the blog site on iam-cor.org. You'll be able to respond to them negatively or positively. It doesn't matter what you state, what you think, and we'll have dialogue on that, and you will be able also to call up during the shows, and we can dialogue on this subject. All right, let's begin with, in fact, to inaugurate the first Renford Revelation. This is a short article called The Root of the Problem. The Root of the Problem. What we focus on, we give power to. If we focus on a problem, that problem will grow. We have a war on poverty, and we have more poverty. We have a war on drugs, and we have a greater drug problem. We have a war on war, and we have more war. The answer lies in a focus upon the desired result and not the problem. We have peace movements, anti-war protests, and ministers everywhere praying for peace, yet we have a constant disruption of peace. Peace is not something that is simply bestowed on man by God without the active participation of man. Peace is not something you buy, nor is prosperity. Both are the result of the way we are thinking. The way we are thinking leads to actions. Peace and prosperity are the results of this thinking, our attitudes and actions. What is true for us personally is true for our country. Emily Cady, a noted metaphysician of the last century, wrote, "Each man must come to a time when he no longer seeks external help, when he knows that the inner revelation of my Lord and my God to his consciousness can come to him only through an indwelling power that has been there all the time, waiting with infinite longing and patience to reveal the Father to the child. Everything we see around us, all the great and miserable things we view as blessings and problems, are part of the process of what Deepak Chopra calls the unmanifested becoming manifested. In other words, what we are experiencing is the process of our thinking becoming our reality. In the world today, we are experiencing anything but peace. War has followed us to our shores in America. We are experiencing economic upheaval in the capital of free enterprise. We are living fearfully because of the way we've been thinking. We are experiencing the reality of past thinking, and we are continuing this thinking toward greater catastrophe. The desired outcome cannot be realized with a continuation of our thinking as it is. One great thinker has noted that the height of insanity is to expect change while not changing our thinking and behavior. If we continue to think in the same way and act on that thinking in the same way, how can we as sane individuals expect a better outcome? We have become fearful and live in a world of lack instead of a world of abundance because the herd is subscribing to this fear-based thinking. If we fully understand that we live and have our being in an infinite and abundant universe, fear simply has no place in our lives. If there were such a thing as the devil, it would be fear, not some anthropomorphic opposite of an anthropomorphic God. God is love, and the opposite of love is fear. Hate is just a byproduct of fear. In fact, all the so-called deadly sins are a byproduct of fear. When we come to this awareness, it is like letting light and fresh air into a dark, dank, moldy room. With light and fresh air, mold cannot survive. With light and love, fear cannot dominate our experience. Fear and all of its byproducts may continue to plague us in weak moments, but the overriding benefits to our lives abound in love. When we stop looking around for someone to blame, we can better focus on the desired situation, be it peace, health, or prosperity. We are focusing on solutions, and we are creating with thought as opposed to bemoaning the problem. We think we have to know the cause of the problem in order to rectify it, when what we need is a vision of what we are creating. We need to see the desired situation and not focus on the undesirable results of our past thinking, which we see as the problems. That's my thoughts, my perceptions, and my revelation to you tonight on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. And I'm looking forward to talking with my guest and to you hearing his experience and knowing Laron Woodard. Thanks for being with me on the show tonight, Laron.
Are you there, Laron?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you first. I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, fine. Thanks for being with me tonight on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, Laron, I gave a little bit of an introduction before the reading of the Renford Revelation, in which I mentioned that you have experienced serious health problems from a very early age with 13 brain surgeries, and talked about the fact that you are an author, a publisher, and a public speaker. Tell us a little bit about your life story there. It is a very interesting one.
Well, I'll say it like this. You are talking to a talking, walking miracle. Yes, sir. I have survived 13 brain surgeries. I am now 39 years old. My last brain surgery was in 2009, when I was 35. I have a health condition called hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain. And I have a shunt, which is a drainage device that is connected from my head down my neck, and it drains in my stomach. That is basically my lifeline. And so throughout my life, I've had to have various shunt revisions. In the earlier years, it was because of my growth. And I'll say in 84, I had a surgery where the anesthesia did not put me to sleep. I felt everything. I felt all of the cuts. I heard the doctor speaking. I felt the nurses holding my hand. I was wondering why they did not put me to sleep. I felt it all. I was just in a hazy daze, just screaming and hollering. In 87, I had 7 surgeries, sir. One of those surgeries, I did not. Well, I'll say the too much medicine or something happened where I lapsed into a coma. Too much medicine or something got to my brain, however it happened, whatever happened, I lapsed into a coma around about that 5th or 6th surgery. Mr. Powell, when I got out that coma, sir, I was blind. I could not see. I could not talk. I could not walk, could not control my functions, but I did not want to give up on life at 11 years old. I definitely could have, but at 11 years old, I didn't want to give up on life. I wanted to just get to my next level. My next level at that time was junior high school, the 7th grade. I wanted to be with my friends. So I pushed through that. I struggled through that. I cried. I got angry. I did all of that to get to my next level.
What do you attribute this strength to, this desire to overcome?
That's an awesome question. I would contribute that honestly to the God-given abilities that he gave me. God gave me the ability the strength to never give up, to persevere, to see it through. That's what my life is about. If I did not persevere through that, if I did not see that through, I would not be here talking to you at this point. I didn't realize that all of those years I was building up my story. At one time, I actually got ashamed of telling my story. And I just told you about a few surgeries. I just told you about a few. It'll probably total up to about 10 up to that point. Okay? But when I got older, when I became an adult, I had a few more. Okay? But the last surgery that I had, well, the last two surgeries I had, was strictly brought on by stress. Stress aggravates hydrocephalus, I found out. I almost took myself out of this life because I got overly stressed about something small.
Laron, don't you think that this is a gift that is given to all of us, but we have to become aware of it?
That
basically you became aware of it at a very early age?
Yes, sir. We have to become aware of what our thoughts do to us. How we think, what we listen to, what we are around. If we're around negativity, negativity is going to flow all through us. If you're listening to negativity, that's all that's going to be in your brain. So when I was around all that negativity, it really did plague me. It really did harm me deeply. And I did not know why. You know, I watched all kind of TV shows. I was around all kind of people that was always loomy and gloomy. And it really did affect me. But as soon as I got around some people that were positive, that were upwardly mobile, and were moving and shaking and doing the things that I wanted to do, I started to change. When I was around individuals that all they wanted to do was party, drink, do whatever, blow money, that's all I wanted to do. But that was miserable to me. I knew it was a better way out there. But personal development, honestly, was the key. I had to pick up some books. I had to be around some people that had what I wanted. And I was glad that they showed it to me. Because I was lost. I was lost, and I could not find out how to get there. So I appreciate, having a mentor, having a coach, having someone to help you get there is valuable. It's valuable. How do you think that so many of these great athletes that we idolize get there? They have a coach. They have someone to train them. They have someone to push them across the finish line, kicking and screaming. That's what happened. And throughout my entire life, sir, what I was doing was building my story. And I didn't realize that my story would touch so many people. I didn't realize that everything that I'd been through would bless lives the way it has. And it's just been since February, since my book came out. My book was published in February. And now I'm on the show with you before the end of the year. This is an honor.
I'm pleased to have you on the show. We have a caller from Memphis. Let's see if we've got a question already. I wanted to give you a little bit of time to talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've been able to do in spite of these problems, but I've got a couple of callers already on the line, so let's take one right here and
that's great.
Caller, I have you on the line. Did you have a question for Laron Woodard?
No, sir. I was really just calling to congratulate him. I'm a good friend of his from Memphis, Tennessee, Pastor Stephen Sain. He's a great friend of mine. I understand his trials and errors that he's gone through, and I just want to tell him congratulations. He's helped me with a project and a book I got coming out, should be touching down in February. So just wanted to congratulate him. Been listening to some of his story and everything he said. He's dead on the money, and you're looking at a blessing, and we're speaking to a blessing. So it's just an honor to call in on this show to congratulate him in his future endeavors, and may God continue to bless.
We appreciate you calling in. Your pastor, what was the name again?
Stephen Sain.
Stephen Sain. Well, we'll ask our listeners to keep in mind, Pastor, that you have a book coming out, and we'll get them that information when the time comes, okay?
Yes, sir.
And
thank you. And y'all have a great one. I continue to listen.
Okay. Well, thank you for being with us.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another caller just a moment here. Hello, this is James Renford Powell. You have a question for LaRon Woodard.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, this is Sybil, and I want LaRon to know that I'm listening, and I've had the honor of reading his wonderful, inspired book, and I like to encourage people to get his book, and I'm so honored that he's has a call on his life to share his story with the public. And I'd like to ask also, is your operations completed? And did they come to an end?
Sybil wants to know if you have completed all of your operations and those that part of your trials and tribulations are over, LaRon.
Honestly, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to claim it in advance that it's yes. Okay, I'm going to say that, but with the condition that I do have, there's never a warning sign. There's never a time frame to say, okay, every 4 years, every 5 years, you'll have a surgery. I cannot go to the doctor, and this baffles me, seriously. I cannot go to the doctor and they tell me, okay, LaRon, you're going to have a surgery in 6 months. You need to have a surgery in 6 months. No, it's not until it's time to have a surgery that it happens. I mean, when it happens suddenly. I mean, my head pounds like somebody's hitting me across the head with a couple of cymbals. My eyes don't focus. My equilibrium is off. All of it happens all of a sudden. It's happened suddenly, literally. And on that last surgery, that's the way it was. That's the way it happened. But I thought that I was just a little overly tired. And I was glad that one of my fraternity brothers came by the house to check on me because he said, brother, you don't look too well. You need to go get checked out. I told him I just need to lay down. He said, no, you need to call your wife and get her home. So I called Patrice, my wife. And she came, took me to Sims and Murphy. Well, it was St. Francis. Took me to St. Francis Hospital. They told me, LaRon, you're not going anywhere. You got to stay right now. We got to operate on you immediately. So if I didn't get operated on immediately, I probably wouldn't be here today. So to answer your question in a long version, no, there's no warning sign.
Okay, I want to keep you on the prayer list, of course. And another thing too, I know you're in demand for public speaking. And where are some of the places that you are speaking, and how can someone book you to come and speak for their group?
Oh, wow.
And that's my question.
I've recently spoke at Morehouse College. I spoke at Morehouse College in September. I spoke at Lamorne Orne College in October. I've spoken for several schools in the city of Memphis here. Basically, what they will do is call me. My telephone number is 901-505-8000. 8035. Again, that telephone number is 901-505-8035. Or contact me on my my email, Laron Woodard, that's LaronE Woodard@yahoo.com. Or on my website, Laron Woodard, again, that's LaronE Woodard, WOODARD.com, LaronWoodard.com. So those are the best ways to contact me. And, hey, I'll gladly come out and share some inspiration and motivation.
Sybil, do you have a follow-up question?
Just one, and then I'm going to hang up. Have you thought about writing a screenplay about your life and perhaps having someone do a movie on your life story? And then that's my final question.
Yeah, thanks.
You are speaking my language. You're talking my language. In 2015, whoever's out there that can help me, I am available. I want that done. I need that done in my life ASAP, as soon as possible. That's exactly what I want to do, Sybil. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in, Sybil.
Thank you.
We have another caller here. Laron, just a moment.
Yes, sir.
You've called for a question with Laron Woodard. This is Jim. Yeah. What is your name, please?
Deborah Powell Alexander. I'm Laron's mother.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, mom.
I'm great. Hey, babe.
Hey, mom.
I've been listening to you.
You can't get away from mama.
Uh-oh. That's right. That's right. You know, when people tell a story, you know, there's always two sides to a story when two people are involved. And in Laron's situation, when he was growing up, there were two people involved, Laron and me.
Mm-hmm.
And Laron told his story. And he wrote his book, and he wanted to surprise me with his book. So it's all Laron's version, and I love Laron's version. His book is absolutely fabulous. When I read it, he tickled me all the way through. I didn't realize how funny he is. He's a comedian. And it was an easy read. It was just really, really funny. And it's also funny the way he remembers things versus the way I remember things. Because
right.
I was on the other side of it.
Yeah.
But I would just like to let everybody know what a wonderful book it is and what a pleasure it was for me to read it. And to also let everyone know that Laron was given a 50-50 chance on life when he was 3 months old and diagnosed with hydrocephalus. And the doctors have been pessimistic ever since then about his progress in life. When he was 12 years old, he went into a coma, and I was told by the doctors to prepare for him to go into a special education school and for me to go ahead and do some research, because once he came out of the hospital and finished with rehab, the coma and the pressure on his brain was such that he should be retarded and would not be able to go to regular school. But the doctors didn't get to decide Laron's fate. When Laron got out of rehab, he had to learn how to walk and talk and everything all over again. And it took him a while to get together. So I was determined, though, that I was not going to listen to the doctor. God told me that my baby was going to be okay. And I went over to Lanier Junior High School, and I talked to the principal and the assistant principal and told them what my son had been through. And they said, bring him on over here. We're going to help. And we'll let him use the elevator so he can get up and down from the first and second floor. And in that same year, he made the Honor Society. He won all kinds of awards. And I just want people to just be encouraged when you're going through things. Think about, you know, what Laron has been through and how the doctors may tell you one thing, but know that there is a greater being that has control over all things, and it's he who makes the decision as to which way your life is going to go. And it took all those things for LaRon to go through in order to put him where he is right now. And I'm just so proud of him. I just get so full every time I think about all the different things that my child went through and how successful he is right now. And he is the happiest person that I know. And he encourages me on a regular basis. And I just love him so much. And I thank you for allowing me to speak.
I wanted to thank you for calling in, because as a parent and a grandparent, you know, what we go through when our children and our grandchildren are going through such trials is quite a trial for us as well. And if not more, you talk about stress. That stress is worrying about that child and that grandchild.
That's exactly right. But, you know, we just have to put them in God's hands and let God work it through. And God has really performed miracle after miracle in his life. And you know, he's just got a beautiful testimony. And the best thing about all of them, like I said, is that he's able to encourage those, including me, on a regular basis. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. You know, every time you talk to him, you know, it's something good he has to say that can lift your spirits, and he's just a wonderful person. And the good thing about him too is that, you know, he doesn't just do that on the radio and out in public. He does that in his home. And if you meet his children, Cameron and Kiana, you'll see that that they're, you know, a chip off the old block. I mean, Cameron and Kiana are just beautiful kids, and they're good parents. And
grandmama's blocks too. Thank you very much for calling in and witnessing for us tonight. LaRon, how did you get involved in the process of writing the book?
You know what, sir? I had been told that I needed to write a book for quite some time. And I searched for about 4 years straight. I called all kind of people, looked out, and I was a part of this organization that had a conference call one night. It was August of 2013. They had a conference call. The special guest speaker on the conference call was the CEO of Get Success Publishing. And I connected so well with him. His name is Mr. Ruben Wanjala. I connected so well with Mr. Wanjala. I told him my story over the phone, and it was just like a breath of fresh air. God was just right in that conference call. And when he told us about how simple the process was, how simple it was, and how quick it would be finished, I jumped all over it, especially when he said how much it cost, how inexpensive it was. I jumped all over it. I literally wrote my book in 60 to 75 days. I set a record with Get Success Published. And that's how I gained favor with the CEO of the company. I did everything that he told me to do. I set that record, and I asked him. Well, no, I didn't ask him. I told him. I said, Mr. Wanjala, I want to have a position with your company. I told him just like that. He said, okay, LaRon, what kind of position do you want? I said, I want to help people write books. He said, okay. Give me a week. He called me back in 6 days. He said, LaRon, your position with Get Success Publishing is author acquisitions representative. In short, that means that you help people write books. And that's what I do. I'm very passionate about it because I know that writing your book will bring opportunities that you don't see right now. It's the opportunities that come about that change your life. It's opportunities that come about that bring the finances that you're looking for. And when he told me, LaRon, every book you write is a different opportunity. So I went to work. I wrote, I literally, my household wrote 10 books in a year and some change. 10 books since August of last year. I wrote 7 of my own. My wife and I just submitted ours. My daughter Kiana is a published author. Her book signing was in July. Cameron wrote his book. That's 10 books. And I coach people on writing books. Pastor Stephen Saint, I helped him write his book. His book is going to floor the sports world. I'm just going to say it like that. It's going to floor the sports world. I can't wait comes out because it's going to rock ESPN and everybody else. I help people. My phone rings off the hook every single day with somebody wanting to write a book. All this morning, that's what I was on the phone doing. I was talking to somebody that wanted to write a book. People are calling me to get have me be a motivational speaker at their event. Because
you
I'm
kind
passionate
of,
about what I'm doing.
You kind of specialize in working with them to tell their story, and more like a biography or autobiography, right?
Yeah, honestly, sir, what I do, when I have my coaching sessions, I advise them to write their autobiography first. Now, if they have a book that they are just extremely adamant about getting that out, okay, get that out. But that autobiography is a must because multiple books are going to come from that autobiography. From that one autobiography that I've written, 9 other books came from that. Actually, I have about 4 or 5 more waiting. So next year I'm going to do at least half of that. I have some waiting right now. But I was made to slow down, sit down, and stop doing so much writing. So I can help anybody write a book.
So your primary, vocation at the moment is your public speaking. And you mentioned some of the schools and different organizations where you speak, and as I understand it, regardless of the budget for speakers of an organization, you welcome their calls and are keen to talk with them in any event, right?
Any type of event, pretty much. I've been to some where I learned a lesson. I'll say it like that. But I've gotten a little choicy, but I'm not too choosy. Because wherever I go, there's going to be someone that's going to get touched by what I say. And I've learned that. So I welcome all calls pretty much.
Now, your website, these are already mentioned. Normally I'd be taking a few moments of commercial time here and letting you give that information. You gave it earlier with one of the callers, but if one goes to www.laronwoodard.com, what materials do you have for them on that website?
And I will say that site is constantly being updated because I have more things that will be added, more books, etc. But on that site, as you see it now, you can purchase my autobiography. You can contact me for speaking engagements. You can learn, a little somewhat about me, and invite me out.
Okay. And what in particular are you focusing on now at this point in your life. You've already got books out, help with your children get books out, you're helping clients get books out, you're speaking at different venues. What's your objective now, Laron?
My objective now, sir, is strictly blessing people. I want people to understand that you already have in you everything you need to be a success. Your success is not determined by a wage. It's not determined by how much you make an hour or a salary. Your gifts are already inside of you. Your God-given gifts will literally make room for you. If you tap into those gifts, everything that you want, you can have. That's what I do right now. I'm helping people change their lives.
The title of the book, I don't think we've even mentioned it. What is the title of your book?
The title of my book is From a Dead Man to a Perpendicular Life. Subtitle, 13 Brain Surgeries, Economic and Relationship Challenges. From a dead man.
To a perpendicular life.
Yes, sir.
And basically this is your story from a very early age into the present, right?
Yes, sir.
And where do you go from here?
The sky's the limit, but I actually like to say that the sky is not the limit, it's just the view. I'm going to go beyond that. Yes, sir. No limits. No limits.
You've worked with your children to produce books, and
yes,
I think you maybe even are working on one with your wife.
Already submitted. I'm not exactly sure of the release date, but I'm projecting by Christmas, first of the year for certain.
Now, that's a relationship type of book?
Yes, sir.
And I guess it's like your mother's got a story working with you coming through from the time you were very small, and we'll get some picture, some idea from the wife's standpoint in this book.
You get a lot of it in that relationship book. You get, well, I'm gonna say this. No relationship is perfect. But a lot of people get in relationships for the wrong reason, and they give up on relationships too fast. So even if you're not with the right person, that person can turn into the right person for you. Too many of the celebrities especially, I mean, they get in and out these relationships like it's just nothing. But my wife and I have been, when I say we've been through everything, that's everything with a capital letter. All capital letters, we've been through it all. There's nothing that Patrice and LaRon Woodard have not been through. Nothing that nobody else has been through and can't make it through. And that is the truth, and we put it in that book.
I'm going to take a few moments and with some invitations to folks to visit our campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics, and a little other information that they can check out with regard to the Renford Revelations and the new blog site. But, Laron, I'd like to come back to you and essentially turn the show over to you for any message that you would like to impart to our listeners in the last part of the show, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
All right. I want to invite you to go to www.iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org. And visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. This is a 3-degree level program. On the site, you can view each of the texts used, each of the courses for all 3 levels. There is a bookstore where you can get the Renford books. This is my books. And you can also download 3 free e-books. One is called The Searcher's Roadmap, which is an introduction to the Institute, to the Renford books, and to this study, this field of study. And then there is the core document, which is the Church of Revelation. It is about the founding of the church and its mission, and these are free e-books. The third one is a book called The Unity Principles, which are about the teachings of Charles Fillmore and Emily Cady and others that were involved in the, even though Emily Cady was not one of the founders of Unity, she has become an icon of it because of her very exceptional writing, exceptional books. So all those are free. There's also, that's where you can download the Lightways e-zine. That's an electronic magazine. And all of that is free downloads that you can get from your visit. While you're there, go in and look at the blog site or follow the instructions on how to get to the blog site for the Renford Revelations, the first of which you've heard tonight at the beginning of the show. I'd love to have your response to that, what you think of it. Argue with me if you like. Give me your experiences, if you will, and we'll be taking this on as an ongoing conversation for future shows, and even and not on the show. You can contact me by emailing iamrenford@gmail.com, or by calling me on my cell. I'm giving it out there for you. Call me anytime, 901-487-9365. That's 487-9365. And we will talk about any of the shows. And I would love to have you go back to Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And view the shows that have been archived there going back a number of years. There may be guests that have been on the show that you know. There's certainly going to be subject matter of which you'd be interested, because there are very different types of shows. There are 11 shows a week, and they're not all personal development shows as this one is, as the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. There's some very different type shows, but all of them, all of these hosts are accessible. And you can call in and ask questions there, too, and get information from them. Also, I want to invite you to go to YouTube.com. Go to YouTube.com. Type in Renford Broadcast Network. That's Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, Broadcast Network. And that will bring up the series of shows. Now, LeBron has been on the Bookman Show, as have many writers in the Memphis area. I try to focus on Memphis writers, but we have had guests from all over, including New Zealand. I mean, we've had guests on from all over the world, but we do try to put some degree of focus on Memphis authors. And we also have, on Weebly, IAMCN. That's IAMCN, which is I Am Creative Network, where we're promoting and working with and hopefully developing artists, writers, and musicians in the Memphis area. On that YouTube site, you'll find the first DVD of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. You'll find the Bookman shows. You'll be able to see my interview of LaRon there and others. You will find the Core Concepts interviews. This is a series that has been going for several years, in which we invite religious and spiritual leaders to come on the show. And the format is basically tell us what you believe, why you believe it, what you're doing about it, how you came to that belief, and as Dr. Phil would say, how's that working for you? So those shows, the audio books, the Renford Theater are all on that site. And so all you have to do is go to youtube.com and type in Renford Broadcast Network. You can just simply by Googling James Renford Powell, my full name, James Renford Powell, you will be able to pull up some of these shows. There'll be a steady stream of them because we've been working at this for some time. So I'd like to invite you to visit the virtual campus, im-core.org, the YouTube site, Renford Broadcast Network, the radio site, RBR Network at blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And, of course, failing that, just give me a call. I'd love to talk with you. Now, let's get back to my guest tonight, LaRon Woodard. And it's a remarkable story that he's told in his book. It's a remarkable story that he's lived. And I want to turn over the last portion of the show to a personal message from LaRon to you. LaRon?
Yes, sir. I would just like to say to the listening audience that, or better yet, make you understand, if you don't understand, that you were created by God in His image. So that makes you great. You are a mini God with powers. And all you have to do is tap into your powers. And everything, and I mean everything, will be added unto you. That is the truth. Everything you want. All your gifts are already right there inside of you. All of your greatness is right there inside of you. Tap into it. Tap into your gifts. What is your gift? My definition? Your gift is something that you do well unconsciously for free. Something you do well unconsciously for free. My gift was, my gift is telling my story. I would tell my story to anyone. I was practicing for this time in my life right now. I was practicing my story to keep it in my mind so I could write that book in 60 days. So your gift will make room for you. Tap into your gift. You're stressed right now because you're not walking in your gifts. You're not walking in your passions. That's why you're stressed. That's why you struggle. You're not walking in. I'm going to say that again. You're stressed and you're struggling because you're not walking in your gifts and your true passion. Once you flip that and do those things that I just said, your life will change. Your life will be happier. Put your story in a book. I already told you I can help. You already have that information. Put your story in a book. It's going to bless other people. It's going to leave a legacy for your children. And it's going to open up opportunities beyond belief. Don't even worry about the money, because the money comes. But follow that and walk in your gifts. Walk in your gifts and do it on purpose. Do it on purpose with a purpose of you having an extraordinary life. Walk in your gifts. Walk in your purpose. On purpose. With a purpose. Of you having an extraordinary life. Mr. Renford Powell, sir, I thank you for this opportunity. I hope
we thank you for something. Thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight. I hope you've all enjoyed it, and you've heard some witnesses there of LaRon doing exactly what he said and having experienced exactly what he said. So I want to thank you again, LaRon, for being with us on the show. I want to thank all of you who have listened in for being with us on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I want to invite you again to go to the blog site and review the Renford Revelation that was delivered at the beginning of this show, and there will be one on each show. And I look forward to your comments, arguments, complaints, and encouragement, and just general discussion. Thanks, everyone, for being with us tonight, and have a good evening.